If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Some extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Will the North Side finally be getting a Trader Joe's, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, it looks like it could be on track for the Uptown neighborhood, specifically the Buena Park part of it, which is 804 West Montrose. This was a former X Market vegan grocery store that just closed down. And Trader Joe's applied for a packaged goods liquor license for it, just paid the bill on Monday. So they say, you know, we do this sometimes on spec when we're checking out places, but there seems to be some momentum for this one. And it's Trader Joe's is it's one of those beloved stores that's got a sort of a greater following than most places. I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't get all that excited about a grocery store coming, but Trader Joe's has got this almost like cult-like following where neighborhoods all around Chicago and the suburbs clamor for these. Some of have formed petitions, like in Westridge and Andersonville and Edgewater, just trying to get their own flavor. You know, Trader Joe's is it's a fun place. They don't have as many free samples as you and I like, Bob. You know, at places like Mariano's, where you could, you know, dine out on almonds and cake and stuff.
Yeah, it depends on the store, but it seems like after the pandemic, they stopped at Trader Joe's with that place in the back, the table that always had free samples. Some of the stores have them now, but we need that back at every Trader Joe's.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you know, they kill you with kindness there. It's always kind of surprising how friendly everyone is. Yeah,
everybody's
there.
Happy.
And
I know.
Everybody's happy. Yes, there's one near my house, and it's generally packed. And yes, so could be that same sort of love could be coming to Uptown sometime in the near future.
Yeah, in the city, 804 West Montrose. The neighbors are excited about that, and also this is good news. Bryn Mawr's business district seems to be bouncing back. Is this because the CTA finally unveiled their renovated Red Line station there last month?
Yeah, I would say that's a big part of it. Bryn Mawr Historic District, it runs along Bryn Mawr between Sheridan Road, you know, basically the beginning of Lakeshore Drive and Broadway. It's really been hit hard over the last 4 years. I know lots of places around the city and suburbs, the whole region, have been hit hard since the pandemic. But Bryn Mawr just had a bunch of notable closures. Nookie's, which had been there, a diner had been there forever. Even a Starbucks closed, Francesca's, bunch of places we can go on and on. But combined with COVID changes and then the Bryn Mawr Red Line station had been closed for 4 years. It was really hit stuff hard. But the Bryn Mawr station just opened. The Chamber of Commerce and the two Alder people who have served there in the last couple years have really worked hard. They've opened up an office on Bryn Mawr trying to encourage people. The Chamber of Commerce has been holding pop-ups and holiday markets, and yeah, it's paying off. There was a the first one was a new candle shop that just opened, but now they're getting there's a seafood place. There's Hamburger Mary's just moved into the closed Mexican restaurant. So yep, it's seeing good. I hope we do a lot more of these stories, because we spent the last 4 years talking about kind of what's coming and going and why people aren't dining out anymore. And this is a sign of hope for Bryn Mawr, which is a really cool area. They've got some historic buildings there, and it was once a bustling area. You drive through there and park, and there's a lot to look around and see.
We've got the story of a business closing up in Westtown, and this place has been around for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, Twisted Spoke. This was a sad one. It sort of goes against the last story a little bit, because they, too, suffered from just a dip in, basically they're seeing a lot of late night dining, but as well as some of the other things that have popped up with the economy, high labor costs, high food costs. Twisted Spoke announced yesterday they're going to shut down at the end of the month. This was a this is a whiskey, biker themed sort of whiskey bar, but it was kind of on the cutting edge of gastropub food, you know, making fancy hamburgers and great wings. And people might recognize it. It's on Ogden and Grand, so you got to pass by it if you're cutting, say, from the United Center back to the Kennedy. It's got a motorcycle with a skeleton on the roof.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's a unique spot. It was you know, sort of in a triangle-shaped building because Ogden's on an angle, and a really popular local spot. But they the owner said it's time to start focusing on themselves a little bit, and well, lease is running out, so they saw this as an opportunity. But they did leave the door cracked. They said, we still have the intellectual property for the name Twisted Spoke and the concept, so maybe they'll open somewhere else down the road. But it sounded like the owners, Mitch Einhorn and his brother, just wanted to take a little bit of a break. His brother Cliff wanted to take a break and see what's next.
Can't blame him. Well, that's a prominent location, 501 North Ogden Avenue. Keep us posted. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.